Vocal Throw FX Masterclass for DJ Friendly DNB Sets, Advanced Edition. Today we're going to build a vocal throw system in Ableton Live that sounds hype in the moment, but behaves like a pro in a DJ mix, meaning, your vocal stays clean, your throws hit only, when you choose, your snare stays king, and your tails don't trample the next phrase. Let's define the move. A vocal throw is a momentary send to effects, usually delay and reverb plus some filtering and motion, that grabs the last word or syllable and launches it into space. In drum and bass, that's pure utility. It emphasizes hooks without washing the whole top end. It creates energy into drops and fills, and it makes your edits feel predictable and mixable, because the phrasing and the tail length are under control. We'll build three throws that cover most DNB situations. A clean ping-pong throw for tight rhythmic bounce. A big reverb bloom throw for those wide cinematic moments, but controlled with ducking. And a dark tunnel throw for techie or neuro sections where you want the tail to feel aggressive and tense, not pretty. Before any of that, we prep the vocal. This matters more in DNB than in slower genres, because fast hats and snare transients will turn sibilance into a laser beam inside delays and reverbs. So put your vocal on a dedicated track called Vops Lead. First in the chain, EQ 8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz, steep enough to keep rumble out. If the vocal is biting, do a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5k. Don't carve it to death, just tame the region that gets painful when repeated. Next, compression. A standard compressor or glue is fine. Ratio anywhere from 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, and aim for maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is not flat vocal. It's consistent input so the throw doesn't randomly explode on one word and disappear on the next. Then de-essing. If your S's are sharp, your delay will shout SSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSS preset or a dynamic EQ workaround, and aim around 6 to 9 kHz depending on the vocal. Now, we build the core architecture, returns. This is the DJ-friendly way, because throws become moments you trigger, not a permanent wet chain living on the lead. Create return track and rename it a vocal throw. Rule 1. The return is 100% wet. We do not want dry vocal doubling on the return. On Vox lead, set send it to minus infinity by default. Off. The only time it comes up is when you want a throw. Quick coaching note here. Decide if you want pre-fader or post-fader sends for the vocal. Post-fader is the normal safe choice, because the send follows the vocal fader. Pre-fader is the secret DJ edit weapon. You can mute or dip the lead vocal right before the drop, but the throw keeps flying. That voice disappears, but the tail carries the energy move as a classic. Next, gain staging on the return. Treat returns like effect stems. Put a utility first on return A and make sure your input isn't slamming the delay. A good target is peaks around minus 18 to minus 10 dBFS going into the effects. This makes feedback and tone consistent. Now build the throw chain on return A. First EQ 8 as a pre-filter. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Steep. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. You can also cut a little 300 to 500 if it boxes up. This is one of the biggest pro separators. The throw tail should not fight the bass lane or the snare body. After that, choose your delay. If you want clean, use delay, set it to sync, and choose 1/4 note or 1/8 dotted for that classic DNB bounce. Keep feedback controlled, roughly 25 to 45%. Remember, we're making DJ-friendly tails. If the delay is still talking when the next phrase hits, it's too much. If you want more vibe and control, use echo. Set time around 1/4, feedback 30 to 50. Turn noise off, keep wobble low, and if you widen it, do it tastefully, maybe stereo 120 to 160, and go very gentle on modulation, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz rate and tiny amount. You want life, not seasickness. After the delay, add auto filter for movement. A low pass filter works great here. Start at around 6 to 10 kHz and automate it downward on the throw so the tail disappears into darker space. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. Don't let it whistle. Then utility again for stereo and level control. Width around 120 to 160% can make the tail feel wide, while the lead stays centered. But here's a key club translation rule. Don't make low frequencies wide. If you're widening, you need to protect the low end. This is where mid-side EQ comes in. On your return EQ 8, switch to M/S mode. On the side channel, do a steep high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. On the mid channel, do a gentler high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. That way, Any low mid energy stays centered and the width lives mostly in the highs. This keeps the throw from making your mix facey and weak on big systems. Alright, now we make it throwable. The cleanest workflows send automation. In arrangement view, automate Vox lead send A. Keep it at minus infinity most of the time. On the last word or syllable you want to throw, jump the send up to somewhere like minus 12 to minus 6 dB, then immediately back down to minus infinity right after the word ends. Teacher tip. Don't do hard edges. Give it a micro fade, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. If you still hear zipper noise, you can also automate a very short fade-in on the return itself using utility gain for 20 to 50 ms. That's a super clean way to get click-free throws without micro-editing the audio. Second workflow option is surgical. Duplicate the vocal to a track called Vox Throw Print. Cut just the syllable you want, and process only that. This is perfect for extreme throws in pre-drop silence, or when you want to destroy a word without risking the main vocal chain. Now let's build throw number 2, the bloom. Create return track B, rename it BVox Bloom. Again, keep it 100% wet. Start with EQ8 pre-filter, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz, steep. If it's pokey, dip 2 to 4K Hz a little. Then hybrid reverb, choose hall or plate. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, but in DNB you usually want shorter than you think, because the tempo is fast and the next phrase arrives quickly. Pre-delay 20 to 45 ms so the word stays intelligible before the wash blooms. Set low cut around 250 to 500, high cut around 8 to 12 kHz, wet 100%. Now the magic that makes this usable, sidechain ducking. Put a compressor after the reverb. Enable sidechain and feed it your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 180 ms. Tune to the groove. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. This is how you get massive without shrinking the snare. The reverb lives in the gaps, not on top of the transient. Optional glue trick. After your delay on return A, or even after the reverb on return B, add a tiny room reverb, like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, very low. This can help the throw sit in the same space as the kit without turning the whole mix into a wash. Now throw number 3, the dark tunnel. Create return track C, rename it C dark throw. Start with EQ8, high pass 250 to 400, low pass 6 to 9K. We're intentionally narrowing the bandwidth to make it feel like it's in a tunnel. Then echo set faster, like 1/8 note or 1/8 dotted if you want that jungle swing bounce. Feedback 35 to 60, but be careful. Turn on saturate inside echo for subtle grit. Stereo maybe 80 to 120%, because overly wide dark effects can feel disconnected and messy. After echo, add saturator. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Distortion is addictive. Level match or you'll always think more drive is better. Then auto filter, and here's where it gets menacing. Try band pass. Automate the frequency from around 2kHz down to 500hz over the tail. Resonance 1 to 2. Tasteful menace. Not squealing. If you want gray jungle vibes, add redux lightly. Downsample 2 to 6. Bit reduction minimal. This can destroy intelligibility fast, so use it like seasoning. Then a small reverb, just to glue. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, low cut 400hz, wet 10 to 25%, and finally, a limiter at the end with a minus 1 dB ceiling, just to catch rogue feedback peaks. Now we talk arrangement, because DJ Friendly is not just sound design, it's placement and tail management. Throws work best at predictable points. Last word of a 2 bar call out before the drop. End of bar 15 or 31 right before the phrase resets. During 1 bar drum fills, or right after snare hits, where there's a little gap. Tail control tricks you should use constantly. Automate the return volume down slightly in the last quarter bar, so the tail tucks away. Automate delay feedback down after the initial moment, like 45% down to 15% over a bar, so it doesn't keep arguing with your next section. Automate the filter closing so the tail fades into darkness. And if you really need space, you can hard mute the return after the tail, but always with a fast fade so it doesn't click. Here's an advanced concept that's extremely DJ-minded, throw catches. Design the delay so a repeat lands exactly on the first snare or the next phrase. That makes the vocal feel like it's being mixed, not just affected. You can even automate delay time briefly to force that landing point. Just make sure you do it at bar boundaries, so it feels intentional and stays locked. Another advanced move, two-stage throws. Put an auto effect rock on a return and make two parallel chains. One is the impact chain, short delay like 1/16th to 1/8th, tight bandpass, low feedback, so the word pops. The second is the tail chain, longer delay like 1/4 or dotted plus a reverb bloom, higher feedback, but heavily filtered. Map a macro to crossfade between chains using the chain selector. Now your throw has a front edge and an expansion, without losing control. You can also do hocket throws, which is call and response from one word. One return is hard left or very wide with 1/8, another is more centered with 1/4. Alternate sends so the repeats bounce between spaces. Works beautifully in sparse roller sections. If consonants are still spitting in the repeats, try a transient aware trick. Put drum bus on the return and use very subtle transient reduction to soften those spitty edges without dulling the vowel body. And if you want a super DJ safe throw, freeze frame throws. Use echo and automate feedback from about 35% down to zero almost immediately after the first repeat. You get one clean repeat and it's done. No tail management, no surprises. Now let's package everything for speed. Select the devices on a return and group them into an Audino effect rack. Map macros you'll actually use. Throw amount, which can be return gain if you're automating sends separately. Delay time for quick 1/8 versus 1/4 decisions. Feedback, filter frequency, width, reverb decay for bloom, distortion drive for dark throw, ducking amount, which can be the compressor threshold on the bloom return. Save it to your user library as a DNB vocal throw rack, so you can drop it into any set project instantly. Let's do the 15-minute practice to make this real. Grab a short vocal like Run the Place or select a set tempo to 174. Create return a ping pong style and return B bloom with side ching ducking. Loop 32 bars. Put a throw on the last word every 8 bars, alternating a then B. Then add one dark moment. At bar 31, throw the last syllable into return C and automate a band pass filter down aggressively over one bar. Export a quick test and listen like a DJ, not like a producer. Does the throw feel like part of the groove? Can you still hear the snare clearly, especially the crack around 2 to 4 kHz? This audio version is shortened for playback.